The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Live streaming provided by Alpha Geek Radio and Alpha Geek Video. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn more.
Well, we've made it. The end of the week. And, oh man, I think it's been quite a week. Hopefully it was a fun week for you. I know it was for me. It just went by too fast. That was the only problem. This week went by too fast. I think it was all the excitement about New Comic Book Day and the launch of Convergence over at DC Comics, as well as Marvel and Netflix Daredevil series. It's, you know, in times when we're really excited about things, it seems like the week can't end soon enough. And yet this week we just blew by. And now we're here, finally, at Friday. I'm Stephen Schleicher. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are tuning in. Thank you for tuning in on Alpha Geek Radio or TuneIn. If you're on your mobile device, you can listen to us in the car while you're on the road, wherever you may be. I find it very nice that Todd and everyone at Alpha Geek Radio is helping us out and providing us with the ability to get out to more people on this beautiful Friday. I hope it's a beautiful Friday where you are. I know that there were some storms yesterday through the Midwest, up into Illinois, where a massive tornado touched down. But for the rest of the country, I hope you are being safe and having fun and getting into your weekend. This is a live call-in show. If you've never watched Finally Friday before, hello. I'm thinking that many of you may have taken the day off today because you wanted to watch Daredevil. But here's how it goes. We've got a phone number, 785-727-1939. We want you to pick up your phone, your mobile device, whatever, and give us a call, and you can talk about anything that you want. Ask a question, pose an idea, share your thoughts on anything that's been going on in the comic book and pop culture industries. And we're a little loose, so you can slip a little ways either side of that. If you don't have a phone, you don't want to make the long-distance phone call to 785-727-1939. You can certainly call the Skype line at Stephen_Schleicher. There it is up on your screen, S-C-H-L-E-I-C-H-E-R. You do need that underscore in there. I know there aren't too many Stephen Schleichers in the world. The only other one that I'm aware of that will pop up in your Google search is a dermatologist. So how was your Friday? How was your week? How many of you stayed up until 3 o'clock in the morning to watch Daredevil? Well, I guess if you're on the West Coast, you got to watch it at midnight. And I think that for some weird reason, a lot of people got upset about Netflix's decision to release Daredevil at 12:01 a.m. Pacific time instead of 12:01 a.m. Central time or East Coast time. Sorry. Because that meant that East Coasters had to stay up until 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. And those of us in Central Mountain time zones, we were a little bit closer to that. But I ended up not staying up until 3 o'clock last night so I could watch the first episode. I had to get to sleep. I knew that there was a website that needed updates and people wanting to read stories and talk about Convergence, which is another thing that we can talk about in your phone calls today. But I did get to watch the first episode and I really enjoyed the first episode. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But a lot of people are already commenting about the second episode and the final 7 minutes or so of the episode are superb. If you binge watched all of these episodes already, if you've watched all 10 hours, and that was the other thing I was really happy about, 53 minutes for the first episode. If you watched all 10 plus hours or however long it is, I do want to talk to you about that. 785-727-1939. People always ask about the Fez. Fez comes to us from Fez-O-Rama, and today it is the one of the elder gods, Cthulhu. Love these Fezes, and you might too. I don't have an affiliate program with them. I just love their Fezes and want to know more about them. We've got the chat room popped up there on the right side of the screen. Over there in Jarmo, I forget where you're at. Germany, I believe, right? You're playing the Fate RPG. A lot of people loving the Modern City Fate RPG game that we have going on right now on Critical Hit. It's part of the off season. It's been a very long off season. About what's it been? Can't be 6 months. Has it been 6 months? Seems like it's been 6 months from the recording for us. We wrapped up with the fourth edition back in, I want to say, August or September. And then we got into a Dungeons & Dragons board game. Then we talked about 5th edition. We played 5th edition. And then now we are into Fate. And that's going to go on at least until June is what I'm looking at as far as how far ahead we are in the recording schedule. Although I will say that we are sitting down to play our new season of Critical Hit coming up at the 1st of May. You want to hear those episodes early? There is one way that you can hear those Critical Hit episodes early, and that's by becoming a Major Spoilers VIP over at members.majorspoilers.com. If you sign up and become a silver member or higher, and we reach 1,500 VIPs. At 1,500 VIPs, we give you access to Critical Hit 1 month early. And we thank everyone who is a Major Spoilers VIP for making this show possible. We've got, I don't know how what our total is right now. It's close to 800, I think, is what we're getting at. So we're about halfway there, a little over halfway there to 1,500. If you like Finally Friday and you like the live format and you want to see some of our other shows done in a live format, when we reach 1,200 VIPs, then the Major Spoilers podcast will be done live stream. So you can listen to us record that. And that happens at 1,200. Also at 1,500, Matthew and I will go out and record a scene from Pulp Fiction where he plays Jules and I play Vern, or vice versa. I forget which way it is. But that's coming up at 1,500 VIPs. That one has a deadline, though. That one you have to have it done by the end of June so we can prep and get our suits and all that funny stuff before Nerdtacular 2015. Yes, many of us will be at Nerdtacular 2015. I know the schedule is rolling out. Right now, everyone scheduled to appear at Nerdtacular includes myself, Rodrigo, Matthew, Rob, and Brian are the ones that will be attending this year. Zach can't make it. He's got to work. That's really all we have right now. I think there may be a few other people that will pop up, but we can't talk about those just yet. And in fact, by the time Nerdtacular rolls around, you may not even know who those people are standing with us and hanging out with us at the show. So we've got that going on. As we look at news stories. Oh, hey, Jarmo says that the RPG that he's playing over in Finland is based on the Modern City RPG. I'm glad. I'm glad so many people like that. It has been a fantastic time playing that. And, of course, we do drop into a lot of the superhero tropes. I think that's what makes part of the fun going on. We do get to get a little crazy and go over the top at times, and I think sometimes chewing the scenery as role players is quite fun. And if it brings a smile to your face, then we've done our job. But the idea of superheroes is one that, wow, hit me hard over the head yesterday, late last night, in fact, where Matthew and I sat down and we had a conversation with Dr. Peter Coogan. Who's Dr. Peter Coogan, you ask? Well, he is he's a university professor. He's the director of comic studies. Forget his full title. You can look him up online. But he was a long time ago. I want to say like maybe 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. He was a semi-regular guest on the Major Spoilers podcast and would bring in everything from the scholastic viewpoint, you know, talking about comics as curriculum, comics as theory, comics as art, and just would always blow our minds with stuff. And this week, man, he blew our minds last night, and it's going to be super controversial. I'm going to tell you that right now. Super controversial, and you might get very angry when you're listening to the first part of the conversation, but I would encourage you to listen all the way through, because by the end of the conversation, you see how it's all been flipped around and see what is being presented isn't necessarily the case, even though there is that influence going forward. I don't want to say anything more with that. I know the site's name is Major Spoilers, and our podcast is the Major Spoilers Podcast. But I don't want to spoil it too much. But it's going to be very controversial when you listen to it. Where can you listen to it? When can you listen to it? Next week, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, we will release episode 620 of the Major Spoilers Podcast, the return of Dr. Peter Coogan. And I'm super excited to have him back on the show. Fantastic guy, fantastic guest. We're going to have him back more regularly now. I think we're going to try for once a month, and we're going to have him back again in May. So you can look forward to him being a regular guest as well. And Dynamite Entertainment contacted me the other day, wants more of their creators on our show. So we're going to see more of them coming up in the near future. Can't wait for that. And who knows where we will be taking things. I would love to get some guests on this show so that you guys can call in and interact with them. So it's all coming up, part of the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. So I'm super excited about that. Let's see. Trying to see what else. Okay, so I don't see anything else in the chat room. And Jarmo, you may be the only person there this week. I don't know what's going on. 785-727-1939. We'll go as long as we can today, at least until 4:30. But if we get wrapped up with everything that I have to share and say, and you guys aren't calling in, then we'll just wrap up the show early. But I do hope that you call in and share your thoughts. Here's something that I'm super excited about. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office invalidated key claims on the so-called podcast patent today after a petition for a review from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is a organization that was put together to fight for podcasters' rights and really trying to tear down this idea of the patent troll, after they took that forward and, man, got that thrown out. I'm so glad for that. I know Adam Carolla and the Carolla Network and a bunch of other podcasters were contributing to raise funds to sue this organization called Personal Audio LLC. The podcasting patent became big news in 2013 when a company called Personal Audio LLC began demanding licensing fees from podcasters, including Adam Carolla and three major television networks. Personal Audio doesn't do podcasting itself, but instead used a patent to claim infringement and collect payouts from actual creators. Essentially, it was kind of extortion, is the way many of us saw it. I contributed to the legal campaign that Adam Carolla and everyone was putting together, and so many other people did too. But the EFF showed that Personal Audio didn't even invent anything and that podcasting had been around a long time before even the patents that they were claiming were filed. So this is a big win for podcasters, and we don't have to worry about someone like Personal Audio or a patent troll coming to us and saying, hey, Major Spoilers, your shows are so popular and you're making some money. You need to give us $10,000 a month to podcast or to stream or do these kinds of things. I'm so glad we don't have to worry about that bullcrap now. That's crazy. So I'm glad that that is done. This weekend, Saturday, in fact, is International Tabletop Day. Are you going to participate? My son has soccer. Both of my sons have soccer this weekend. So we've got soccer in the morning, and then we've got soccer in the afternoon for the youngest so he can do his peewee. I told him about that this morning. He was like, oh, I don't want to do that. But I said, don't you enjoy kicking the ball? Oh, yeah, I do like doing that. And I get to bounce it off my head. Yeah, you get to bounce it off your head, whatever you want to do. So he's all geared up for that. But because we're busy with soccer for most of the day, we're not going to go out and participate at our local store. In fact, here in Hayes, there are three locations participating in International Tabletop Day. We've got our own local Hastings, which is doing a bunch of stuff. I think they're doing HeroClix, Magic the Gathering, and a couple of board games. And then our local game shop, and yes, we do have a local game shop. We've mentioned it before on the show. They're going to be doing some stuff, including Pokemon for beginners and some other board games. And then our local library is also participating in Tabletop Day. So three places here in Hayes that are participating in International Tabletop Day. We at Major Spoilers will try to do some stuff, some fun stuff. We do have a live stream coming up on Sunday for our VIP Gold members. That starts at 2 p.m. Central Time, so you do want to be here for that. And we hope that all of our Gold members will be able to join us in a live chat. Brian will be there, Rodrigo will be there, and I will be there. And it's a chance for you to call in and share your thoughts about anything going on, asking any questions about Major Spoilers or anything in general. We won't be playing a game this month, but I believe in June we are doing a Pokemon kind of tournament. It's kind of planned for our live show. And I'm going to see if Mason, my oldest, wants to get in on that game, because the last time he beat Rob, and I think Rob was a little upset that he got beat by a 7-year-old. So we'll do some Pokemon there. I know Brian's excited about doing some stuff. He and I have been talking a lot lately about the Dungeons and Dragons Attack Wing game. And I've been purchasing and studying up and learning all about the Star Wars X-Wing Attack game. And so I'll be playing some of those in upcoming episodes. And it's all, I don't know, I count those games as tabletop games. I know our local Hastings doesn't, because they said 50% off board games. And I consider like Arkham Asylum to be a board game, because there's a board to it. I consider, you know, the X-Wing thing a board game type stuff, but they didn't see it that way. But we will play some board games this weekend here in the house. The oldest wants to play, what is it? What is that show or that game, Terrorize Tokyo or whatever it is? And I know he's been itching to play more Pokemon with me, so we'll be doing that as well. And then if we have time, I don't know if they'll still be doing things at the library or any of the gaming stores after the afternoon soccer practice, but maybe we'll go out. Are you doing anything for International Soccer Day or International Soccer Day, International Tabletop Day? If you are, give me a call, 785-727-1939. I'd love to hear from you. Oh, Brad says, I might drag Cthulhu Wars to the FLGS. Is that our local? Oh, I don't know what that is, Brad. Call me and tell me about this stuff. 785-727-1939. The X-Men miniatures, man, I'm really digging that. Again, it looks so simple to play, even though some of the maneuvering stuff is maybe a little complex for some people. But my son and I have been watching a lot of the how to play stuff up on YouTube. And I asked him, we watched one of the finals tournaments from Gen Con last year. We watched that for about an hour, hour and a half. And when it was done, I was like, so do you think you could play this? He goes, oh, yeah, I think I've got this down without a problem. So I think we're going to have fun playing that. We've been buying the Dice Masters and a bunch of other games. So we're really starting to expand beyond just card games like Munchkin and Smash Up to some real tabletop stuff. And you can expect to see some of that on upcoming episodes of Munchkin Land as we move that to video in the next couple of months and over the next year. So be on the lookout for this. Hi, Joe. How are you on this Friday?
Hi, I'm doing all right. Yeah, so I don't know if I'm actually going to be playing any board games this weekend. I do have a D&D game scheduled for Sunday.
Yeah.
And then though I did pick up the Star Wars Imperial Assault board game, and I haven't gotten a chance to play it yet, so I might try to rope my dad and my brother into playing that.
Now, how does that game play? Is it like what's that one Command Strike or whatever it is, the D&D game? I forget what that's called. The one where you have all the orcs and things running around.
Oh, it's not called Dungeon Command, is it?
Yeah, Dungeon Command. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay. I don't know exactly, because I have a Dungeon Command box, but I only bought it for the miniatures. I didn't actually buy it for the game.
does the Star Wars Assault have miniatures in it?
Yeah, it does. It's mostly like Stormtroopers. There's an AT-AT. Yeah. And then also, so basically, like, the scenarios are set up so that it's usually like you're infiltrating an Imperial compound or something like that, and each person plays like a different character that's a rebel. And they're trying to complete certain objectives. It looks like a pretty cool, like, cooperative board game. And, you know, it's just really an excuse to play around with miniatures.
Yeah. For me. It's kind of fun. Have you ever played the X-Wing game, the Attack Wing?
I haven't played. I've watched people play it. Yeah.
It looks interesting. I'm really looking forward to doing that. I know Brad has a bunch of those. Dr. Brad Will has a bunch of those. So we may drag those out and see if we can put something together for that. I'd like to do something really, really cool with that.
Well,
but it takes a lot of prep time.
Released, I don't know anything about
Squadron Command or whatever it is.
The Armada.
Yeah, the Armada.
The where you have bigger ships at a smaller scale than the X-Wing or than the Attack Wing stuff.
Yeah, I was actually watching some of that play from, I forget where it was at, but I was actually watching some of that play, and it plays kind of similar, but they take things away like, I forget which ones that they take away, some of the moves and some of the critical type stuff that is taken away. But it looks like an interesting game. But yeah, if you're looking for something on a more massive scale besides just TIE fighters and X-Wings and Millennium Falcons fighting one another, then that one might be something for people to check out. It certainly looks interesting.
Yeah, which I remember back when it was announced that Disney was buying Star Wars, and there were like concerns and aspirations of like what might come out. Like, I think people understood that Disney likes to make toys.
Yes.
And so like that part is expected, but I guess it's kind of a nice benefit that they're actually kind of really pushing the boundary. I mean, some of these things are kind of overpriced, but just the idea that they're making lots more Star Wars products because of that acquisition is kind of cool to think about in retrospect.
And especially with like companies like Fantasy Flight, who does the X-Wing game, if, you know, for Disney, it's already a popular game. So, you know, with them acquiring Lucasfilm and everything that comes with that, you know, here's this company over here doing whatever they're doing and having a good time with it and making some money, and money is getting shoveled over to Lucasfilm. Well, now Disney doesn't really have to do anything except make sure that the quality stays the same and that people keep buying and they keep collecting. So for them, for someone to license something and to do something very positive with it, as opposed to creating something that's maybe not as fun, is kind of a win-win for everybody involved, whether it be the consumer or the company that owns the copyright or the IP and the licensing company or the licensor. Yeah, licensee, licensor. It's just win-wins for all of those people. So I'm very excited about this, even though when did that game come out? Like 2012 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited about getting into it. So anything else you have planned for this weekend?
That's pretty much it. Yeah, just gonna relax, maybe try to do a little bit of work on my, you know, side projects, and enjoy life as always. Good.
That's the way to do it. All right, Joe. Thank you so much for calling in, man. Yep. Bye. Sage knows how to do it. Calls in, says hi, shares his thoughts. You can do that too. 785-727-1939. I see Ashley is in the chat today. She says she's being sneaky. I don't know if Ashley wants me to share the news or anything that's going on with her, but she got a new job, and I'm very excited for her about her new job. I just am blown away. And of course, the company that hired her, of course, is in the gets a huge star in their stable. So good luck to Ashley and everything that's going on with her. Just so happy for her. 785-727-1939. That is the number that you want to call. Let's talk Daredevil for a minute. Man, I watched the first episode today during lunchtime, and just really, really good. I like how Hell's Kitchen is been hit from the fallout from the first Avengers movie. You know, a lot of people complain about Superman blowing up buildings and tearing down cities and whatnot with his fight with Zod. But a lot of people forget that the Avengers, when they were fighting with essentially the Kree or the whatever they were, the Chitauri, that they were destroying major chunks of New York City too. And they referenced that in Daredevil, saying, you know, half of New York was destroyed. And without giving away a lot of spoilers, there is an organization that are pulling strings so that they are making tons of money off the restructuring. And we are introduced to a very young Matt Murdock and Foggy Nelson on their first day of starting their law offices. And they are getting wrapped up in a murder case. And this first episode came off very much as a procedural, which I do like procedurals, providing that they don't fall into the same routine. But I thought the action was really good. There's a lot of good fight scenes in here. I didn't see it get too over the top with blood and violence, although there is blood and violence and some, you know, as far as nudity goes, some side boob going on in one shot. But, you know, they did keep that down to a minimum. But the action is fast paced. The story is really good. Cinematography blew my mind. And both the actor playing Daredevil and the actor playing Foggy Nelson blew my mind away. I just really like their performances. So I'm giving the first episode of Daredevil a thumbs up tonight after I post Critical Hit. I'll be watching episode 2, and sometime over the next weekend, I'll try to watch a couple of others. And then next week on the Major Spoilers podcast, in the first half of the show, we will be sitting down. Matthew, Rodrigo, and I will be talking about in detail the first 2 episodes of Daredevil. So we're going to give a lot of spoilers away there. So be on the lookout for this. Hi there. Who is this on the phone? Hey, Chris, what's going on with you on this Friday? Have you been to the comic book shop yet today?
Not today. I was in Wednesday, and I'm headed there now.
I want to know what all the talk is around the water cooler, so to speak, about Daredevil. I want to know what the fans are saying there in the comic book store.
I'm interested too. I haven't heard anything particularly from any of our customers, but I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, did you watch the first episode?
I haven't had a chance. I'm going to tonight when I get off work. So.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
I'm excited for some good violence, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's there is one giant. There's two fight sequences in the first episode. One where the Daredevil rescues some people, and the other one where he has to fight the quote unquote big bad of the week. And the second fight is really, really impressive. I saw Jason Inman on Twitter or Facebook today say that the only thing that was missing from the first episode is explaining how he's using his powers, because there is nothing that shows like Daredevil vision, so to speak. That's probably the one thing that some fans are going to complain about, but they may expand upon that in future episodes. Some people may have already blown through all 10 episodes. I don't know, but that was the one thing that did stand out is how's he got his powers? What's going on? So that's going to be the interesting part.
Now, how long are the episodes?
The first episode was 53 minutes, and I was really surprised because I went in expecting it to be like 42 minutes, like an episode of The Flash might be if you're getting it off of iTunes. And my biggest fear was that it was going to be a 30-minute episode. But I've got 53 minutes for the first episode, and if all the rest are that long, then, man, I'm already sold and ecstatic over what Marvel and Netflix have done.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. I was hoping it wasn't going to be half hour.
That'd no,
be,
no, yeah, half hour would be really
it's
rough.
Fairly, it's fairly half a season.
So, yeah.
You know, Record Network show. So.
Yeah. No, we're essentially going to get a 9.5-hour movie by the time all this is done.
Sweet.
Yeah. So what else is on your mind today?
Not much. It's just been busy. I haven't called in. Want to see what you're up to. I'm getting ready for C2E2.
Yeah, that's next week, right? Month. Is that next weekend?
Yeah. No, it's the 23rd week of the 23rd.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Be there Wednesday through Saturday.
Are you going to be at the show this year working your store's booth, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'll be working at the booth. Go for Wednesday through Saturday, and then I got to work the store Sunday. So
excellent.
It'll be my first time being there, and of course I'll be working, so it'll be a completely different experience, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. Here. Well, that's good that they want you to come and help out again with so many stores that you guys have.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Just be interesting. And I'll let you go because I'm sure you're probably wrapping up.
Oh, no. I mean, what are we at? We're only at the top of the hour. We've got 30 minutes left, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my kid loves the Lego build, so you have
good.
To keep playing.
I know I've got this weekend is going to be rough because I haven't recorded anything and I don't know what to do. I've got that giant helicarrier. But I know with the soccer and the live stream that we have going on Saturday and Sunday, I'm not going to have time to put that together. So I'm looking in some of my back boxes of things to build. I've got some other stuff, too. I've got some newer sets that came out in January, February that are not superhero related. And I know some people have said they don't mind watching the non-Marvel, non-DC build. So maybe I'll put one of those together Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, you should totally do that. Like,
okay.
Any Lego thing that looks cool.
I think one of the sets that I have is the new Swamp Police sets with the villain hideouts and stuff. So I know I have those. So we can crank those out. I just need to find the time to sit down and build that giant helicarrier. I know it's only 3,000 pieces, but it's a huge box and it's going to take a long time to build. And I want to make sure I have a clean schedule to be able to do that.
So you did drop the dough on that set.
I did. I was just like, well, I know that our viewers are going to expect it, and it'll be a nice treat. But I don't know when I'm going to get around to building it. So
that's where I'm sitting. Right? You can just write that off.
I mean, it is a supply, and certainly after we build these things, the kids don't play with them. So there you go. And then it'll be a set piece for upcoming want list episodes too.
Oh man, I'm so jealous.
Yeah. I did go visit my accountant today, so that was fun, or maybe not so much fun.
I've been buying too many toys, so
that's my problem.
I've gotten into the Marvel Legends now. That's a disease.
Yeah. I saw an article this week where they're talking about like the top 10 Marvel Legends action figures that were never produced but were prototyped or that people were expecting to happen. That was kind of an interesting list to see some of the characters on there. So I think Hope was actually created. Hope Summers. I forget. She was created in the little 3¾-inch size, not the 6-inch size. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that at the store, the toys we want. I want like a 3D man. I just want all the obscure ones.
Yeah.
Iron Man, but, you know, no one except me and one other guy are going to buy it. You know, Matthew would probably buy a 3D man.
Yes, exactly. Legend. Thomas Perkins would probably too. Yeah.
So,
do you guys get in a bunch of toys to your store?
We do. Actually, the last Spider-Man wave and the new Avengers Legends wave that we've ordered, we got in 14 cases of the new Avengers wave this week, that's like, what, 30?
Yeah, 30 plus figures, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I had to go through those. That's because we're one of the few that are getting it in our area because of the whole shipping.
Yes. Yes.
So people are coming to us and just buying them up. We had to switch it to where, with the Odin wave, you have to buy the whole wave now because we got 20 Hawkeyes sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, that's the problem with my comic book supplier guy that I go through, is that if I wanted to get an action figure or a set of action figures, I had to buy the entire case because he couldn't unload them to anybody else. So I would have like two and sometimes three sets of those figures and pay three times as much just because I wanted to get that action figure line that I couldn't get anywhere else. Couldn't get it on Amazon. And this was, you know, like 10 years ago. Where you Amazon wasn't selling all that stuff on a regular basis, so.
Right. Well, if there's lots of wave you need, I can easily get it.
I have really ratcheted down my action figure purchases. I have probably 2 50-gallon barrels of action figures in my nerd room right now, just because I've been buying them over the years. Some of them aren't even out of the box yet, and so it's just like I have cut myself off from Mini Mates and action figures right now, and save for the Batman black and white statues, even my statue purchases have dropped way down from what they used to be. That being said, some of the more expensive purchases have increased for people that have watched the want list over at Major Spoilers Video on YouTube, where I've got the life-size prop of the Green Lantern. One that's coming up that I shot a long time ago but haven't edited together is the Igor 1/6 scale figure from Hot Toys. That one is really impressive. And then I've got a couple of other life size. Oh, the helmets that I showed a couple of months ago, also fall into that category of very expensive, but very kind of rare, limited kind of stuff. So that's where my money is shifting around to these days, I think.
Yep. They're just so good, too.
I know.
I was telling my 3-year-old, and of course he doesn't understand, but I'm like, you don't realize how good you have it. I remember the Ghostbuster toys with like 4 points of articulation. Like,
I don't think their heads
even move, you know? Now they can stand on one foot. It just blows my mind.
Oh yeah, when you get figures that have like 16 and 32 points of articulation, it's just, and that's even on the little tiny ones. The 3¾ figures have like 16 points of articulation, and it's like, holy cow, back in my day, the only figures that came close to that were the G.I. Joe figures. But now you can move them even more than what you could back then. So it's a good time to get into toys.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, I'm almost to the store, so I'll let somebody else get on the phone.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for calling in.
Good talking to you.
Have a great week. Bye. It's good to have Chris Wilson, one of the writers over at Major Spoilers, call in and share some thoughts. Yeah. If you want to see those Lego videos, you can find them at our YouTube channel at Major Spoilers Video there on YouTube. It's just youtube.com/Major Spoilers Video. And of course, if you want to see some antics that we're doing behind the scenes, following us on Twitter at Major Spoilers, or joining our Facebook page, those kinds of places where you can find some stuff. And of course, our Major Spoilers VIPs get a really inside look at what's going on, as well as some other bonus stuff like, for the Flash TV series, Matthew and I have been recording these flashback episodes that are podcasts just for our VIP members. And sometimes those podcasts run longer than than the actual episodes themselves. So it's good times, and we thank everybody for their support who does that. So that was Talk on Daredevil. I see some people commenting in the chat that Daredevil is so good, and it really is so good. I'm hoping by not the end of next weekend, but within the next 10 days, 12 days, I hope to have the entire series consumed. I've got some busy nights coming up over the next couple of weeks as we move into finals. I've got a class that I'm teaching at university, and so that's going to eat up some time. And then, of course, writing up some of those reviews for the site is going to take some time as well. So I want to put some thought into it. If it was House of Cards or Manhattan or something like that, I'd just sit down and binge watch those things four at a time or something. So go check it out on Netflix. Convergence launched this week officially with issue number one. Maybe you picked it up. Maybe you didn't pick it up. I picked up a bunch of issues, and Matthew and I talked about Convergence number zero a couple of weeks ago on the Dueling Review podcast. And I was hesitant and somewhat disappointed that it looked like it was going to be Countdown Arena all over again. Convergence number one seemed to kind of follow along with that same trend of Telos, the Brainiac controlled thing, or the planet that was created, taking down all the domes from all these cities, from all the multiverses, and saying champions from these cities will have to fight one another, or the cities will have to destroy one another, and only one shall live. And I was like, oh no. But then I started reading some of the Convergence issues. So far this week, I have read Convergence Batman and Robin, Batgirl, Justice League, and I've got the Speed Force one over here, which is the return of Barry or of Wally West. And I like what I'm seeing, you know, especially today with Batgirl. The Batgirl issue just blew my mind away. I loved it so much. I love seeing Stephanie Brown back. I love seeing Cassandra Cain and Tim Drake Wayne all back in their roles. And just the way that the story came across, and here come a little bit of spoilers if you haven't either read the review already over at Major Spoilers, or if you haven't read the book, there is a point where Convergence totally flipped around for me when Stephanie Brown is coming out of this clinic that she's working for. She's kind of retired as a hero, and she's walking down an alley with one of her coworkers, and Killer Moth jumps out and is basically threatening them. And she just turns right around to Killer Moth and says, oh, no, 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 this is not going to happen. I know what your problem is. You've got these issues that you're going to deal with. But you know what? We're not going to put up with any of this stuff. Go away. That's essentially what she says. And oh, by the way, there's a support group for your kind down at the church that meets on Fridays or something like that. And just walks away. And Killer Moth is just sitting there like, What the heck just happened? I'm a villain. And I just love the fact that Stephanie Brown, not once but twice in the issue, diffused a situation without throwing a single punch. And that gives me a lot of hope for heroes in this series, where it's not always going to be let's kill or be killed kind of a scenario. And I can't wait to read what happens to Wally, because when the domes went up, all the superheroes have lost their powers. You know, not Batman, not Robin, any of those kinds of characters. But if you had, you know, the metagene, you were depowered. So the Flash, well, Wally West and his kids have been depowered for over a year. And I cannot wait to see how they deal. I mean, I kind of flipped through the issue last night, but I can't wait to see how they deal with suddenly having their powers back up and being able to have one last hurrah. But hopefully when this is all done, some of these characters are going to stick around for forever. DC has really decided with Convergence that it's all about canon and not continuity. And I know for years we've talked about F continuity and no one paying attention to those kinds of things, but this idea of canon being more important and allowing people to play around with Ryan Choi as the Atom, or allowing Stephanie Brown to come back as Batgirl alongside Oracle, and Barbara Gordon as Batgirl, are all fascinating concepts that I think DC could really play with. And if they would just do it right, like I've said, they could keep the multiverse intact, and we could jump to a pre-Flashpoint pre-Flashpoint 52, or we could go jump over to a Flashpoint universe at any time and tell stories that people are interested in. So I'm very starting to turn around a lot on Convergence. Now, next week when Convergence number two rolls out, I may simply be back to my old, nah, these guys, all it is a big brawl. But I have hope. And I wonder if you have read any issues of Convergence yet. You can call me at 785-727-1939 or Steven_Schleicher on Skype. See what's going on in over in the chat. Ashley says she's only seen one episode of Daredevil because she had to go and work this morning. She's a busy person. Yes, she is. I heard she got an acting gig, too, in addition to this new job. So good times for her. Good times for Jason. Good times for everybody at Major Spoilers. And I'm super excited about the things that are going on and where we're going. Let's see. We've talked about Tabletop Day. We've talked about Daredevil. We've talked about Convergence. I would like to get a few more of you calling in. I'd hate to end the show, 20 minutes early if we don't have to. What are you doing this weekend? What are your thoughts? What's on your mind? Just give me a call, 785-727-1939, and we can chat about anything. I haven't updated this clip yet because I'm trying to work on a dust particle system that I'm not just super happy with. So as soon as I get that done and pop it into this scene, then I'll be complete with this flash sequence and I'll share it with you guys. I'm having fun with my students in the class where we're actually working on this final bit of the shot because it's really getting them to think about, observing the world around them. And I think that we probably all could do that a little bit more. But today we're talking about particle simulators and what makes dust and how do you make a cloud and layering elements on top of one another. It's not just a blob of brown dot that's there that makes dust. It's multiple particles and tiny clusters of particles that are thicker in one area and thinner in an area in other areas and that you can see through it. And it's layered up to create this three-dimensional space. And so I could really see their gears in their mind turning today as they were trying to think of how would I solve this problem? And of course, after class, they all had questions about, well, could I do this with a particle system? And could I do that with a particle system? Like, yes, 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 yes. And even spawned some things for me to create for them on some training stuff. So you may look for that on YouTube as well. Let's see. Yes, everybody who's seeing this is very much like, yes, it is Kid Flash. And that comes from, where's that? I had these up last week. I showed them last week, these 3D printed Flash ears that I had the boy wear and run around in. That was a lot of fun. He really got a kick out of that. So, yes, do look for more of that in the near future. Hello, caller. Who is this?
Hey, it's Brad.
Hey, Brad. What are you doing? What are you doing on this Friday? It is such a
working hard.
I know.
Fair minute.
I know, man. I got freaked out the other day when one of the students is like, there's only 4 weeks left in the semester. And I was like, oh, no. Four weeks. I've got 20 more weeks of content to share with you.
They're not smart enough yet.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, I saw that that Flash video you guys put up. That was great. My son and I were just kind of poking around YouTube and stumbled across that. That was so cool. We had to watch it several times.
It's really cool, and it's not hard to do. It's really I really should just, once I'm done with the class, take all these things and turn them into a series of tutorials to post online, because that's really where I came from before I started working at university and before I started doing Major Spoilers. Was I was writing tutorials and reviewing compositing software and stuff. So I know how to do those things, and it's fun to share and see people get tickled when you can take this merging of superheroes and special effects and just show how it's done and have other people do that for their videos is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you got a kick out of that. So let me ask you this. What are the things that I need to be aware of with this X-Wing game, since I haven't had a chance to play a game myself yet?
Oh, I don't know. You've got to buy some more ships, though. If you just have
I do. Set. I've got a whole bunch of I bought a whole bunch of ships. I've got A-Wing, the Millennium Falcon, Y-Wing, B-Wing. I've got the Imperial, the Darth Vader ship. I've got the advanced TIE fighter ship. I've got a lot of stuff. I've got a lot of stuff now. I've got probably too much.
I'll tell you the mistake I made when I tried to teach my younger son the first time is I gave us all like the worst ships and the worst pilots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you were like using Porkins and that.
Yeah, my favorite guy actually. Yeah, yeah, and the like the Academy pilots and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But what happened was, so I spent 100 points and I thought, okay, I'll just keep it really basic. I'll spend 100 points on the most basic pilots and the most basic ships. And we had too many ships out there.
Mm-hmm. And they cluster into one another, right?
What's that?
They cluster into one another, run into one another.
Oh, yeah. And then the turns just took forever, too.
Yeah.
So you really, just just lay out about three shifts. Don't try to do more than that the first time you play it. That's what I'd tell you, because it's just, it's too much to keep track of, and the turns drag on if you're not into the flow of the game yet.
Well, and that's the one that we saw from Gen Con, the finals, was almost like a 2 hour long event. And we sat there and watched the whole thing, but man, if I dozed off for 15 minutes, which, you know, I may have, I didn't miss anything when I woke up to see the finals, because it did take a long time to do some of those turns. So, I'm trying to figure out ways that we can present that to our viewers without turning a 100 point game or even a 75 point game into a, you know, 3 hour drag. And I have seen some people how they've edited their episodes down, but I want to go a little bit beyond that. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. I think part of the key is really just kind of getting the flow of the game. And after a little bit, the pace picks up, I think, after you get some experience with it.
Yeah. 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 So what are you doing for International Table Top Day?
Yeah, I don't know. I might drag Cthulhu Wars to the game shop. The FLGS, that's Friendly Local Game Shop.
Oh, okay. Well, see, yeah. I didn't know what you were talking about. I thought you were talking about some, you know, Cthulhu speaker or something. Cthulhu.
No, nothing that cool. I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe even nothing. Who knows?
Rob was telling me that the comic or the game store was specifically not going to do anything magic related. Because they wanted people to experience other gaming systems. So they may, you know, dragging Cthulhu down there may not be too bad of an idea.
Yeah.
And we definitely have you got everything painted on your Cthulhu set?
Not yet. Oh, I'm still slogging through it. It's 64 little guys. So.
I know. Well, like I said, it's like I cannot wait until we can get over there and set up and record that, because I think people are going to just have so much fun with that episode. As much fun as we had playing it just from our game test. Yeah. I really want to record that and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we'll have a great time doing that.
Yeah. 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 And then Monday you're joining us for Munchkin Land, and we're going to sit down and play Smash Up with the brand new, what is it called? Pretty Smash Up, I think, is the expansion set that came in yesterday. So I haven't had a chance to look at that.
Excellent.
Have you played Smash Up?
Yeah. Yeah. I have that. Yeah.
It is such a fun game. I like that game a lot. And yeah, I think that's because that is a deck building game. I think that's the reason why I started getting into Dice Masters and Legends, you know, the Marvel Legends game and some of these other ones that we have floating around.
Yeah, it's really become a slick new genre of games. Very effective, yeah. I think.
Yeah. And then Rob and Brian were telling me about some new, it's kind of based on Risk, but it's like it's not Pandemic. But it's something where the game will constantly mutate, because as you play, you put these stickers on the cards.
Oh, yeah, Risk Legacy. Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, and that would be tons of fun.
Yeah, that one just seems really wild.
You need to have a regular group for that, though. So you need to have like four or five people committed to playing 10 or 20 games to watch the game mutate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really crazy. What else is going on with you?
Oh, I was just going to mention that I slowed down, not frame by frame, but I slowed down the origin scene in Daredevil, desperately hoping that there would be a little turtle crawling on the
crawling across
somewhere.
I was really hoping that the man that they were picking up would have been Stan Lee. That boy saved my life. Oh, it's just so happened to be Stan Lee. Cause I don't know. And listeners, if you have seen Stan Lee pop up in the series, please let us know. But that's kind of his MO, is to pop up somewhere in the Marvel stuff. But yeah, have you watched Beyond episode one?
I almost finished episode two.
Oh, man.
And then 3:30 came around and I had something else I had to do.
Yeah. I heard that the final shot of episode two is like many minutes long, and it's a single take, very much like what they did with True Detectives on episode whatever it was, four or five. So I'm interested in seeing how they pull that off. But man, the lighting in that show is good. I think the acting is good. The action is good. Just overall good.
Yeah, and you know, in that first episode, you know how you get that sense in a pilot episode where they just haven't they're just not there yet. They haven't hit their stride.
Right.
I did not have that feeling with the first episode of this show at all.
And I think that's because it wasn't developed as a pilot. It was just like, here's the series. Here are all 13 of the scripts, or however many scripts that there episodes there are. Let's work this out as a story. And then when we're satisfied with this, let's go into production.
Yeah.
And I think it works really, really well because this feels like a very well thought out. Well, it's already in the Marvel universe, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So it's already thought out, but it just makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Good show. It was a good way to start the day this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you stay up till, 2 a.m. to watch it?
No, I got up at about 4:30 a.m.
Oh, okay. All right. I stayed up until about 1. I was trying to do some things here. And I was just like, man, I don't think I can stay up another hour to watch 2 or 3 hours of stuff and then be productive today. So I chose to just watch 1 episode today at lunchtime and then more tonight.
Yeah.
That's my reward for being good and doing hard work today.
Excellent. Well, I'll let you go.
All right, man. We will see you on Monday.
Yep,
and be prepared to be smashed up.
Vice versa. Yeah.
Okay. See you later, Brad.
Take it easy. Bye.
Have you guys played Smash Up? If you have not played Smash Up, it is an excellent game. It is a load of fun. And of course, if you've listened to us play it on Munchkin Land, it's a blast to try to figure out how to move your players around or your cards around on the bases to win the game. And it seems to be a favorite among everyone here. So do check it out if you're going to go to one of your local gaming stores, your favorite local gaming store, your FLGS, as Brad says, this week on International Tabletop Day. Looking forward to that. Let's see what's going on in the chat. Yeah, Warhammer Games, it helps to just cut off the physical movement and focus on the roles and the and overview. Then there's beginning X-Wing. It's special rule equipment cards and synergy between them that makes the game playable. I watched somebody play. Oh, yeah. Here's somebody said that they played Smash Up with Brian and Rob at Nerdtacular 2014. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what the game room is going to be like this year. I haven't talked to Scott much about Nerdtacular this year because he's kind of taking over all the scheduling of everything this year. So I don't know what's going on with the game room because the guy that normally was there and ran the game room and brought a lot of the games, he's got to be at Gen Con because Gen Con is taking place the same weekend as Nerdtacular 2015. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if we're bringing a lot of games this year. We're in a much smaller car this year than we have in the past, so we don't have a lot of extra room for giant, massive boxes of games. So, but maybe it'll be there. Maybe we can sit down and play Munchkin or Smash Up or something else. So look forward to seeing you at Nerdtacular 2015. Who is this on the phone?
Hi, Steven. It's Pontus from Sweden here again.
Hey, Pontus. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just gotten off of watching the third episode of Daredevil.
Oh, yeah? And how was it? Good?
I turned up late to the stream because of it, but I figured you'd have oversight with me for this.
Yeah, yeah. So I've only seen episode 1, but yeah. does the series continue to get better and better and better?
I think so. I think it's, at the very least, it keeps up everything I liked about the first episode.
Excellent.
I really liked how they got into the action pretty quickly. Not a lot of time on the backstory and like that. Because, well, I'm guessing most of us who actually watches the show will have at least some...
some understanding, you
know, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I really, really enjoy the fight scenes.
Yeah, the ones that were in episode 1 were fantastic.
Yeah, there's I won't give it too much away, but there's a really good one in episode 2.
Okay, excellent. So I guess the big question that I have, and you've only seen up to episode 3, Marvel this week and Netflix both released the motion poster of Matt Murdock going from Matt to black costume to the red Daredevil costume. You are on episode 3. Has the red costume shown up yet?
The red costume has not shown up yet.
No. Okay. All right.
I feel confident in saying that much, but
I've heard that it will show up at the very end of this season.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. That was sort of what I was expecting.
Yeah,
but yeah,
cool.
It's been really good so far, and
excellent.
I might try to sneak another episode in before I go to bed tonight.
Yeah, no, don't stay up too late. Are you doing anything for International Tabletop Day this weekend?
I have some plans with friends to go to a sci-fi convention here in Gothenburg.
Oh, excellent. And what's the focus? Is are there special guests there, or is this just a generalist one?
Yes, they have David Prowse.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he a special guest this year? Mm-hmm. One of the dwarves from The Hobbit, things like that.
Yeah.
So some special guests, some retailers. I might try to see if I can pick up some sort of tabletop game or something like that while I'm there.
Yeah, definitely. If they have a gaming room, I know Planet Comic Con that took place a couple of weekends ago, they had a big gaming room there, and that was a lot of fun to walk through there and see everybody playing different games. So do check it out if they have it there. And I met David Prowse it's been about 10 years ago when he was here in Kansas City, and my wife and I got to meet him and Peter Mayhew at the same time. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Anything else that's on your mind?
No, that's basically it. I just wanted to give a few short thoughts on Daredevil.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing and calling in. Now I can't wait. Man, I hope I'm not staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning just binging on Daredevil. I want to, though.
Oh, I really want to, but I have a train to catch tomorrow, so.
Yeah. All right, well, be safe at your convention and your travels, and we will talk with you soon.
Yep, have a good one.
All right, take care. Bye. Nope, I cut him off there. All right. You know what? I think, we're right at the end here. So why don't we just go ahead and wrap it up and come back next week and talk more about Daredevil and Convergence and really anything that's on your mind. And this show was created because of fans like you. So let's get more fans calling in each and every week. And let's talk and share and talk about anything that you want. If you want to talk about UFOs, let's talk about UFOs. Want to talk about spooky ghosts in your house? Suppose we can talk about that too. If you want to talk about Lego, if you want to talk about comics, movies, pop culture, anything, that's why we're here. And I hope next week moves along as fast as this week does, and that we finally get to Friday a lot sooner. And until next week, we'll talk to you then. Thanks so much. And here's that big list of our VIPs. Thanks so much, guys. We'll be right back.